Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, June 6th, D-Day, 80th anniversary of D-Day, or Operation Neptune as it was called back then. Oh, I should have used that as a question. To get tickets for the Taste of Reading. Yeah, I may have a few left there. I also got Colt 45 tickets. Okay, it is 7:05 in the morning. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. You heard me right. I'm giving away 2 tickets to the Taste of Reading. Not now. Don't call. We'll do something. We'll ring a bell. We'll do something. I'll let you know. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am doing great. Happy to be back at work.
Well, I'm happy you're back.
Thank you.
She's got such a great group of people. I'm surrounded by such a great group of people. It makes my job a lot easier. It makes my job being able to head on down all day to Beale Air Force Base to get Linda an ID card. And today, I'm going to be out there playing golf in the Special Olympics event they're having out at Riverview. So, right after the show. So, you okay?
Yes, I'm doing great. Thank you.
What national day do we have today?
As you already told, it's D-Day.
D-Day.
Something new for me. And also, today is National Higher Education Day.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
I'm working on it as well.
I know you are. You go to school. Everybody around here is going to school, except me. Today, yep, out in the golf course, it's going to be 105. Light and variable winds. Tonight, a low around 75. Tomorrow, 102. It cools down on Saturday. It goes all the way down to 96. Sunday, 97. Monday and Tuesday next week, we're back in the hundreds. So get everything done in the morning. That's where Linda took off at literally 5 o'clock this morning and was taking Buford for a walk because Buford jumped up on Linda yesterday, and the fight was on. Buford lost. Linda doesn't like Buford jumping on her. Well, it's like 60 pounds of dog jumping on you. She's out at the stables right now. So you got to get it done early if you're going to go out and do anything. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been in the business 25 years. They are a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. They do a number of things for the people in our area out here and have won awards for hiring veterans. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Thoroughly endorse this company. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with a new guest. And when I say a new guest, he hasn't been on before, but should be. And I got to meet him during the rodeo time, rodeo season, and he did not disappoint putting together a crew of veterans, go out there and be honored on a Veteran Appreciation Night on Saturday. And as I'm talking about Joshua Simmons. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I appreciate you letting me get on today.
Well, Josh, tell us a little bit about yourself. And then I'm just going to say he's the commander of BFW Post.
1934.
I would always say 1394 for some reason. 1934, which I'm a member of. I am a low attendee of going to the post. I don't know why, because it's a great post and all that. But tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure, absolutely. When I was 18, I joined the Army as a combat medic, and I was in an airborne unit up in Anchorage, Alaska. I had one tour to Afghanistan. And when I was in Afghanistan, I was trying to figure out where I wanted to move. and because I didn't want to go home. So I chose Reading, and I actually didn't know anybody when I moved here.
Where were you from?
I'm from Fortuna originally.
Fortuna, but you didn't want to go back to Fortuna.
Didn't want to go back. It's only got three stoplights, so it's not really.
So you wanted a place with six stoplights.
Yeah, something a little bit different. Yeah. Okay. And so I didn't know anyone when I moved here.
So you just moved to Reading.
I just moved to Reading, yeah.
Because something must have attracted you here.
Well, I mean, it's a beautiful place. It's got the mountains. It's got the lakes. It's got the snowboarding.
So
the
outdoor,
yep.
Yeah, so you're an outdoor enthusiast.
Like to think so.
Okay, so that was kind of an easy choice then, because we got it all here.
Absolutely. And going from a place from Alaska, it would be a culture shock probably to go anywhere else. So.
Yeah. Where were you stationed at in Alaska?
I was in Anchorage.
Oh, in Anchorage. Mm-hmm. Which year were you with?
I was with the 425 Airborne Division.
Yeah.
Specifically 2377 PFAR. It's a artillery regiment.
Okay. And you had a tour in Afghanistan.
Correct, yeah.
We'll get back to that. Okay, so then you came here.
Mm-hmm.
And how long ago was that?
That was 6 years ago this summer. So I'm coming up on 6 years in about a month.
Oh, you're just an infant for being here in Reading then.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been here 17 years. They still call me the newbie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can be here 30 years and you're still, you're not from Reading, you know.
Right.
I think it's showing a little bit of pretentiousness on their part. Oh, you weren't born in Reading.
Right.
There's not a lot have been. Okay, so what were you, so you're still here, so something's worked.
Yeah. I was a medic, so naturally I went to nursing school when I moved here and started doing that. But
in which school did you go to?
I went to the Institute of Technology, and I went to Shasta College as well.
Okay. All right.
But when I got here, because I didn't know anyone, I met one person, Wesley Tucker, which was the commander of the post for 4 years.
Yes.
He's very plugged in with this community. He's the VSO of the county as well right now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And he stepped down from the commander, and I stepped in. But he's one of my closest friends, and he's a great mentor of mine to teach me how to, you know, be the commander of the post. And so I've had 6 years of being in the post, and that was pretty much like my foundation when I moved here. I had no friends. I knew nobody in this town.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how you can go to the VFW post and all of a sudden you know people?
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of veterans, as you know,
mm-hmm.
here in the Shasta region. So you went to school, mm-hmm. and obviously you work over at Valor.
Valor Oncology.
Yeah, we know several people from over there.
Okay.
In fact, Lauren Strickland.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Strickland was just at our house the other night.
Oh, really?
And Linda's reading group. Yeah. So how do you like that?
I love it. You know, it's a challenge every single day, but, you know, it's a good challenge. It's a good one to have. You know, you're taking care of cancer patients. It's a big deal. So it's a huge responsibility, and it's not something that I take lightly.
No, I don't think you do.
Yeah.
So there's always a special heart place in the military's heart for their combat medics and their corpsmen that are attached to Marine units who are just as much a Marine as anybody else there.
Yeah.
And you see, oh, corpsman. Yeah, it's been 4 years in the FMF. So that tells you, you know. Mm-hmm. So we're with Joshua Simmons, who is Afghan veteran, also the commander of VFW Post 1934 here in town. Been here for 6 years.
6 years.
And loves it. We're going to take a quick break here. I want to remind everybody two things that are happening. On Father's Day, June 16th, at the Benton Air Park, Father's Day tradition, the 35th annual Aviation Day out at the Benton Airfield. It starts at 7 a.m. It goes to 2 p.m., and it's free. Yeah, free parking. You can come out there. Now, if you want to buy breakfast, you can, and all the money from the breakfast goes back into scholarships and such. You're going to see modern and vintage airplanes, experimental warbirds, and California Highway Patrol aircraft. You even have airplane flights available. You have to pay for. or helicopter flights available. So all of this is going to be out at Benton Airpark. It's a great time. You get to see a lot of planes. Free breakfast for the fly-in pilots and co-pilots who come in there. And they bring a lot of planes in there. So Sunday starts at 7 a.m. and goes to 2 p.m. The breakfast goes from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. So make it a day. Take Pop there. And Pop, take the family there so you can have be honored out there at the 35th Annual Aviation Day. We'll be right back.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's
365-3793. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is having a hiring event on June 12th. It's Walk-In Wednesday. Be the heart of community health at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Apply to be part of their community hospital's mission to provide quality patient-centered care. They're looking for RNs, LPNs, CNAs, and other clinical or non-clinical professionals. Have any questions? Call 530-244-5150. They are offering a $30,000 RN bonus.
Jeez.
Jeez. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. That sounds like reenlistment bonuses. Gosh.
I wonder if it's taxed.
Of course it is. Everything is taxed. The money you make, the money you spend, the money you get back, the money you invest. Everything's taxed.
Sure.
This is
sad.
So what isn't taxed? Oh, it's just over down at a Beale Air Force Base.
Mm-hmm.
You don't pay taxes on anything there.
Mm.
Well, you know, at the commissary or the at the PX, mm-hmm. there's no taxes. But their prices are just a little bit cheaper, maybe, than outside. Maybe, as we've learned, right?
Yeah.
And then, but you don't pay tax on it. So anyway, I'm here with Joshua Simmons, who is the commander of Post, VFW Post 1934, but he's also a nurse in Valor
Oncology.
Oncology, and has been here. He moved here 6 years ago because he chose to. Didn't know anybody. Didn't know anything. But he is a veteran, of course, and a veteran of the Afghan campaigns. And he got his footing here with people by going to the VFW post. Mm-hmm. Met Wes Tucker, who is a friend of ours, and heads up the Veteran Service Office. And the die was cast. And 6 years later, here he is.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about VFW Post 1934.
Absolutely. So, you know how I've seen it, you know, in the past 6 years. I've seen it as these, you know, Korean War vets, Vietnam vets, you know, really pulling the weight and, you know, taking care of the post and being the caretakers. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I know a lot of them personally, and, you know, they're tired. And, you know, they want to relax. They want to, you know, get that responsibility off their plate as they should. It's been a really long time that, you know, they have been taking care of it. It's time for, you know, the next generation to step up. And that's why I'm here today to talk about that. So as I see it, I think that, you know, us young men, us young veterans, you know, we stand on the shoulders of giants that have come before us. And we're trying to carve our own way now in this very moment. So what I would really like to kind of portray and reach out to the community, first of all, if there's any veterans out there that need help, if they need a place to go to get their mind off things, I know personally for me, when I came back from overseas, I deployed to Afghanistan. 4 months later, I moved to Reading. And that was a pretty huge culture shock for me.
Wow. So it was on your last tour because you enlisted. So you, in your last year in or last 16 months in, you went to Afghanistan.
I did.
For a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got out.
I got out. I came back from deployment a little bit early because I chose to come out of the military. Just a personal choice for me. I wanted to go to nursing school and I wanted a new experience.
Sure.
That's how I decided to come here. But it was a huge culture shock when I moved to Reading because one, I had no support system. I had no friends. I had no camaraderie. And those, getting rid of all of those three things all at once as a 23-year-old kid, like, it was pretty detrimental to me. And the VFW post 1934, especially Wes, you know, that was a huge void that I needed filled, and it has been filled. And ever since then, you know, I have stayed with the post, and now I've, you know, finally come commander after 6 years of watching other people do it. I feel like I was finally ready for that responsibility. And so I really want to reach out, you know, if there's really anyone, like I want to make this clear, if there's anyone, if it's Vietnam, Korean War vet, you know, Iraq, Afghanistan vet, you know, if you feel lost, if you feel like you need a place to go, to talk, come to the VFW post 1934. And you can even go up, ask the bartender, you know, if you need me, like I'm more than happy to meet you wherever you are.
Now, it's kind of like a group therapy session with beer.
Yeah.
No, that's what it is.
Yep. And
people ask, you know, if you've got, you know, if people know I made my life in the Marine Corps and saw a lot of this many times. But we had our own kind of group therapy sessions from other professionals that, you know, were in it for the long haul.
Right.
And you were surrounded by that. But the ones you always worried about were those young Marines that came back after a tour or two tours. Their enlistment was up, and they went back home. Now, the Marine Corps tried really hard to make sure that they got that, you know, if you needed to talk to somebody, you needed something like that. And then you had the VA, if there was a VA where you were going to.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the ones you're always concerned about. You know, where are they going? Because you're absolutely right. You're this camaraderie, this band of brothers. I mean, it's not just a sentence.
Right.
It is a group of men and women that you live and die with, that you would live and die for.
Exactly.
And so what you did was courageous coming here, but I can just imagine how you felt. Not knowing anybody, and then getting to the VFW, and that just worked out.
It did. It's a home. It's a second home to me. It's a place where I feel safe and a place that you can kind of let your guard down a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you feel safe. You're with,
we've all done,
you know, it. Exactly. Yeah. You're with your brothers.
So the, and what Josh is saying is absolutely right. You know, when the Vietnam guys came back, your World War II guys were starting to pass some age on them.
Yeah.
And there was some conflict between VFW and World War II. There's no lie about it. I know it wasn't any gunfights or anything, but there was conflicts about, oh, you know, Vietnam, you know, what's that? Because they didn't understand that some of those veterans came back after being in combat for literally 300, 320 days straight, in Vietnam. Not understanding that, but then that melted. And then I think the next big thing after that was Desert Shield, Desert Storm,
mm-hmm.
then Somalia, and then Balkans, which were all smaller. But then the war on terror started. It's time for that group. And that mm-hmm. was started 21 years or 22 years ago,
yes.
when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So people have established themselves out in the community. They've got their jobs. But coming back to the VFW. And then now the later groups like you and your friends
mm-hmm.
in your late 20s, mid-20s, whatever,
mm-hmm.
are now taking over these organizations. And I am just happy. Happy. No. It's time for y'all to do that. And for the rest of us to kind of sit back and sit at the table or play foosball,
yeah.
whatever.
Absolutely. Right? Thank you for saying that, Carl.
Yeah, I've seen you and I see your dedication. And I, for one, am extremely happy that you're the commander of the post.
Yeah, thank you very much. Last night we had our post meeting, and we had two Vietnam guys, and then we had about probably like 10 or 12 guys from Afghanistan and Iraq.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's super. And I wish I will be there next month. This month we had a rodeo association meeting mm-hmm. and all these other things that were going on. But, yeah, I'd like to come just so I can sit in the background and watch you.
I would love that. I would love that. Absolutely. We would love to see you there.
Maybe have a beer.
Absolutely.
I know. It's hard to believe. No. Okay, tell us, let's take a break. And I want to talk about the post itself. We've moved the post from right down the street here
mm-hmm.
to over there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the post itself. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. It has been in the business for 17 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one right down the street here on California Street. The other one over in the Cornerstone Shopping Center. And their last branch, the newest branch, is in Anderson on Ventura Street. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. It's a good bank. We do business. It's like the Friends of Banks. It's like walking into the VFW Post. Everybody knows your name. We'll be right back.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Your vacation? It's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda is galloping the horse around the arena probably right now. The 7:34 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, voted number one best jewelry store in the North State 2 years in a row, last year and this year, in the Reading Record Searchlights poll. And there's a reason for that. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have only Stonecutter. They have the only watch repairman, all at Four Winds Jewelry, locally owned, locally operated, been in the business over 30 years. Great people, great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. I can't say enough about Four Winds Jewelry. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here with Joshua Simmons, Army veteran, combat medic, airborne combat medic, served a tour in Afghanistan, coming out of Alaska, moved to Reading, knew nobody here, had no friends, just said, you know, I'm going to Reading. And now, 6 years later, commander of the VFW Post, 1934, that became your first initial, kind of your D-Day assault into Reading, probably,
yeah,
where you started meeting people.
Absolutely.
And you met the right person, Wes Tucker, mm-hmm, who knows a lot of people.
Absolutely.
And so we're talking about the VFW Post, and we're seeing now is that our Iraq, Afghanistan veterans, our younger guys, are starting to step up, and which is thoroughly, thoroughly appreciated, and it needs to be. It's like the leadership and positions that you see there, 85-year-old people in Congress. Excuse me. There's something to be said. I have my experiences. The other guys have their experiences around my age group. But that's what we're there for, is because we've made those mistakes. Hmm. And to kind of help that way. But the leadership and the moving forward is up to you all. So,
exactly.
And so that's what you've come on to talk about today. I was just kind of paraphrasing all this.
Thank you.
What else do you have here? I mean, besides looking for that next generation.
Sure. I mean, I think my 50-meter target, you know, right now, of course, you know, I want to bring more money to the post. I want to do more for the community. I think to do that, I think we need to find a new home. So a couple years ago, we were over by Woody's.
Yeah.
And there was a decision made where we had to leave.
Yeah, we were forced out.
Yeah, we were forced out of that place. I want to make sure that I'm not throwing shade on anyone about that. It is what it is. We got, you know, we had to leave that place. That's fine, right?
He said so, shade. He's not throwing shade on anybody. That's,
yeah, so I'm not talking bad about it.
No. And I will say this, is that, they, you know, it was, time was given. Mm-hmm. I think some money was provided. Either mm-hmm. we didn't have to pay rent or there was helping.
Yeah.
To have it happen.
And
but
it was
going to happen.
Right. And it was kind of during COVID. It was kind of a messy time. Regardless, a lot of, you know, our own members stepped up. I was talking to one of the Vietnam veterans, and I guess they spent $80,000 out of their own pockets to make this new post work. I thank them a lot for that. And that's another thing that I was saying, like these Vietnam guys, they have taken care of this post, and now it's time for us to do it because that is a huge sacrifice, in my opinion. But the post survived because of them. We moved locations. It's a beautiful location. However, you know, it's expensive every month to be there. I think, you know, my 50-meter target is to find a new location. I don't know how that's going to look. You know, I plan on, you know, speaking to, you know, board supervisors, maybe the city of Reading, to see if we can find some support. I know that there's a couple different locations that I know about personally, Fortuna, Anderson, and Bernie. I believe all of them, I think they pay like $1 a year. And I believe they're at their veterans halls. All I know is that we need some help on it. We need help to find a new location. And that's going to be something that I'm going to try to spearhead personally. Because in reality...
So moving over to the vets hall,
mm-hmm.
there's a bar underneath the... I think, underneath that.
I believe so, too.
In the back there? There's another room down there that I heard was a bar.
And I think, honestly, it just needs – there needs to be conversations, and I need to speak to the right people. So if anyone knows the right person I need to talk to, I would love to hear that. If you could call into our post at 530-605-0895 and give your name and – maybe a little bit of information on that, I would really appreciate it. I would love to meet with you so that I can start working on that. But that's really something that I have on my heart that I want to do. I know that the bartenders, you know, they work for tips. I would love to be able to even pay them even a little bit more money so that, you know, it's a little bit better of a job. But, you know, the volunteers that we have at our post and at our canteen, they're phenomenal, and I want to take care of them as their leader as well.
Okay, so you're talking about a possible another move here in the next few years.
I think that's what we've voted on it. That's what
okay.
That's what we're looking for. That's what we want. We want more stability. You know, we don't want to be reactive. We want to be proactive. So.
Well, that's the best way to do it.
Exactly.
Now, we also need to grow the post.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And it used to be, and I don't know what it is now, any veteran can go to the VFW.
Yes, that's correct.
And you can bring a guest.
That's correct.
Or guest.
Yeah.
And you can't be, it can't vote on things specific to the post, but you're welcome to come in there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Any veteran with their guest, absolutely, that is totally fine.
Oh, how many millions, maybe not right here in Reading, but how many millions have served in the armed forces that never saw combat?
Mm-hmm.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that at
right,
all.
Exactly.
It's just you just didn't have your number picked to go on that.
The dice didn't roll in your favor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you would have gone and been happy to, and it just didn't work out. I mean, I know this is funny. Oh. I feel bereft for not going to combat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you what, you're in the military. You kind of want to go to combat. I mean, when you join, that's kind of in everybody's
mind. That's why I joined. I wanted to go to combat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the thing. That's what you do. That's your job.
Yep.
That's what you trained for so long.
Yep.
I had a buddy that was in 20 years. And because of where he was,
mm-hmm.
he never saw a day.
Wow.
Of combat in 20 years.
Wow.
Then he got into, but he did get in under Operation, or, you know, Operation Freedom, whatever it was, after 9/11. He did get a tour then. So,
mm-hmm.
but by that time he was like a lieutenant colonel. But still, he was in it. He was out on a forward operating basis. And then he retired.
Mm-hmm.
And then I reached out to him years later and got him back on active duty. Coming back to Iraq with me, and once a week he would say thank you so much, and once every other week he would tell me how much he hated me for bringing him back out to Fallujah. But I it's hard for people to understand that,
mm-hmm.
but that's kind of the mindset you get.
Absolutely. No, and you know, we welcome everyone the same.
Yeah.
You know, of course, like, you know, as I'm Army and you're Marine, right? There's always going to be a little bit of crosstalk banter,
no.
if you will.
Yeah.
But, you know,
it's
that's the,
well.
It's the community, and no one takes offense to it.
And then if you're in the Air Force, we both gang up on you.
Exactly.
And if you're in the Coast Guard, just go back by your table. Space Force, I don't even know. It would be everybody. You know,
Have you ever met
somebody?
No. I actually didn't know that was actually a real thing until about a month ago. I think at rodeo and there was a Space Force flag or something. Yeah.
Yeah, we were going, okay, who do we get from Space Force? And everybody looks, I said, I'm just like you. I said, I've never even met anybody in Space Force.
Same.
I'm sure. Where are they?
Yeah, it's still starting out.
And they have these little I don't know, make noises.
I love it.
Okay, hey, I'm here with Joshua Simmons, who is a nurse over at Valor Oncology. I came to Reading 6 years ago not knowing anybody, but got plugged into the community by going to our VFW post. He is now the commander of VFW Post 1934, and he wants to grow it as we should. All veterans are welcome at VFW Post 1934, all veterans. But to vote on things, you have to be a member of the VFW,
mm-hmm.
Veterans of Foreign Wars. Okay. And it's located over in the...
It is. The location is 163 Locust Street, and that's in Reading.
Right, here. It's in the Cypress Square.
It is, yeah. And it's over by Orchard Nutrition, kind of like behind it.
Yeah.
It's behind.
Let me tell you, when we come back, we're going to talk about the post itself. I mean, mm-hmm. it's got this beautiful bar and mm-hmm. the things that are available when people come in there. We'll be right back. So rock me, my.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. Redding Electric Utility has rebates available for your electric vehicle. If you're thinking about purchasing one, they can offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Electric bikes. I think those are cool. You can go up Placer Street and it doesn't kill you.
Yeah, right.
But they don't allow you to probably compete in those with those. But,
right.
Hey, I'm here with Joshua Simmons, Army veteran. Jumps out of airplanes, perfectly good airplanes. combat medic, spent a tour in Afghanistan, moved here 6 years ago, didn't know anybody. He started to embed himself, as I like to say, like a tick in a fat puppy, you know? So he's the commander of VFW Post 1934. And what he's been talking about is, of gathering the young Turks in here to take over from the veterans who have been in the VFW post here, and in all, really all VFW posts probably throughout the United States for 20, 30 years. It's time for the Afghan and Iraqi veterans to come in and do their thing and take it to the next level, like every group does.
Absolutely. It's our time to shine, hopefully.
Now, you talked about, you know, I saw you all on Facebook the other day. You helped an elderly veteran move. Did I get that right?
I wasn't plugged in with that. We have we do have a service officer, though. And so that is technically his portion, but he did not discuss that with me. But I'm happy that they did. That's what
it was
about.
On Facebook. I was happy to see that. Veteran needed help, and y'all didn't cost him anything. Y'all were down there to help. What do you think? What do you think keeps younger veterans away from joining? Because American Legion's in the same problem. I mean, every service agency like this is going through this. That's why I was so happy to see how you've, you know, really involved in bringing in the younger people to VFW post 1934. What do you think it is?
I think what you had mentioned earlier about, like, the World War II with the Vietnam guys, I think there could be a little bit of a barrier there. I think, you know, coming into an organization that has spent, you know, 100 years without you, you know, I think what you need, like what I did, is I came in with a lot of respect. I came in with a lot of respect, and I came in with not trying to control everything, but to just help and, you know, be there as a new resource. And I, you know, like I said, I stand on the shoulders of giants, and I give them that respect that, you know, that they're owed because that they've work so hard. I think the unknown is scary to a lot of people. I think walking into a place where you don't know anyone is, you know, difficult, especially when you don't understand the culture. So I'm happy that I'm getting on today and I'm able to kind of explain that, because it's not like that. You know, that's not how we operate. You know, we're a family.
And if you've ever been to the VFW post, and many of you haven't, it's a friendly place.
Yeah.
I mean, you walk in there, the bartenders are volunteers, but they're happy to be there. I mean, there's always a conversation going on that you can either choose to become part of or not, but you're going to feel welcome there.
Yes, absolutely. And, Carl, I would like to mention something real quick, because the senior vice commander would be really upset with me if I didn't mention this. But we are doing a logo design contest for post 1934. If anyone in the community wants to be a part of that, I'll just read this little excerpt real quick. So the VFW Post 1934 logo design contest invites local artists to create a new emblem that embodies courage, dedication, history of Reading veterans who served in combat overseas. This is a unique opportunity for artists to leave a lasting impact on the community and support the mission of the VFW Post 1934. If you want to be a part of that, you can bring in a design to the post. You could give the post a call, 530-605-0895. Or you could email it, the design, to vfwpost1934.com.
The, you know, where places where you see logos coming out of are these schools. High schools and such.
Yeah.
And it might be a good idea to kind of maybe get with their, you know, their leadership.
That's a great idea, actually.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know if you're offering a prize, but, you know, $25 or something like that. But, but then it goes on everything. And you'd be surprised how many good, really good logos and art comes out of these, out of schools, out of high schools.
Yeah.
So just a thought.
Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah. I think one of the things, too, that it's tough for younger people to be in a VFW is you're starting your life. I mean, there you are. You're going to school. You know, you're getting a job. And, you know, a lot of men and women, they get out there in their early 20s or, you know, if they have, you know, maybe mid-20s, early 30s. Well, they're starting their life.
Yes.
And it's not that they don't want to do it. It's just that
the time sometimes
the
you don't have it.
The balance of time. What you had going for you is you didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
And you just moved here.
Yep.
And it really helped you.
Yes.
And it would help, I believe, other people too.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact is, too, is VFW Post, don't let me put words in your mouth, mm-hmm. is plugged into so many other assets in our community.
Yeah, exactly. And I will, that's actually something really good to mention. I would say, you know, when I first started, you know, I might not have been ready for that responsibility. I was going to school. I had so many things going on. There was a time issue. You know, I came to a point to where, you know, I had a little bit more time to be able to do that. And I was a little bit more comfortable and settled into my,
sure.
my life. And I want everyone to know that you can become a member of the Post and there's no pressure to do anything. Like, you don't even have to come to the meetings if you don't want to. We would love if you did, but you don't have to. There's no pressure on you at all. It's totally your pace. None of us are going to be like, okay, you have to do this now. No, it's not how it works. You can just come in and have the good camaraderie. And if you feel like you fall in love with the Post, like how I did, and you want to become leadership and you want to help, you know, lead, then that's totally up to you if you would like to do that. So.
Or if you just want to be like me and sit in one of the chairs and have Taco Tuesday every so often,
yep.
Or just kick back in there.
Exactly.
I tell you what, it's a great place to bring your friends. And once people get in, I mean, civilians.
Yeah.
You know, they don't know what to make of it at first, and then they're right in the middle of it then.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, people are made to feel welcome.
Absolutely.
In that question, oh, you can bring in guests. Yeah. We sign you in.
Yep.
Unless you've changed the bylaws. We sign you in, and mm-hmm. you're there, and great bar, everything you can imagine it. And
cheap drinks.
I'd like to think that they're financially splendid pricing.
That's a great way to say
financially
that.
Financially splendid pricing of drinks there. Is there food there? I know we were trying to bring that back.
We do burger nights. We're actually at the end of this month. We're doing a breakfast. It's on June 30th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we'll open that up to the public. If you'd like to come in and you'd like to get some breakfast with us, we're going to have a assorted menu. And general breakfast items. It'll be a really good day. I'm going to do some breakfast shots as well. So I don't know if anyone's ever been to Lulu's and gotten a breakfast shot, but I'm going to be doing that.
Breakfast shot?
I think it's butterscotch schnapps, bacon, and orange juice, and you take them in a certain way, and it's phenomenal. So we're going to do that as well. So it's going to be a fun day.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay, June 30th, and what time does that start?
That'll be starting at 9 a.m., and we'll be finishing out at 1 p.m.
Whoever's left from the breakfast shots.
Exactly.
There you go. Okay. Well, we're going to talk about that one, you know, before it happens again, because this sounds like fun. Good. Again, everybody, this is VFW Post 1934. How long has it been here in Reading?
I think it was 1930s.
I think
1930 on the dot is when it
right.
started.
Yeah. I think you're right. Mm-hmm. There's a lot there. If you're a veteran, you're welcome. I mean, you really are. Think of this as Cheers,
yeah.
the Cheers bar, where you walk in and everybody knows your face.
Mm-hmm.
Going down there, you know, if you're not, if you're a veteran, God bless you. Come on down.
Please come in.
Yeah.
Please.
And if you're a veteran of a foreign war, come on down. Join.
Absolutely.
It's not expensive.
No. It's a great place for camaraderie.
And it's the most financially, financially sound investment you can make when it comes to drinking.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, Joshua. Thanks a lot. By the way, Joshua, you know, when he's a combat medic and he's, you know, a nurse mm-hmm. now at Valor Oncology. Don't get an idea that he's a nurse. The guy's like 6'3". And, I mean, he could bench press a Volkswagen. Okay? I'm telling you that. And he's become a real member of our community. So thank you for everything you're doing, Josh. I really mean that.
Thank you for having me on, Carl. It's a complete pleasure. Thank you.
Well, give me a call a couple of days before the next meeting.
Okay.
All right.
Absolutely.
What time do they start?
They start at 5:15 on the first Wednesday of every month.
Okay. So. First Wednesday of every month. Great. Hey, when we come back, I am once again tipping the scales of justice with Doug Jenke. I feel him peckish today, so almost anything he says, I'm going to find something wrong with it and then cut his mic off, so he cannot respond to the harrowing comments I'm going to make about him and the Republican Party. So we'll be right back after the news.
CDNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. World War II veterans joined heads of state and others for poignant ceremonies on the beaches of Normandy to mark the 80th anniversary of D-Day. President Biden says this is a day not only to remember those U.S. soldiers who participated in the invasion, but to those who supported them back home.
Millions back home did their part as well. From coast to coast, Americans found countless ways to pitch in. They understood our democracy is only as strong as all of us make it together.
In addition to Mr. Biden, French President Emmanuel Macron and other leaders paid their respects to the dead and living in moving tributes. Hunter Biden's criminal trial has resumed this morning. Jurors getting a look at the .38 caliber Colt revolver he bought back in October 2018. Federal prosecutors have argued the younger Biden was in the throes of a heavy crack addiction when he bought the gun. They've accused him of lying on the form. A new Georgia poll shows Donald Trump leading President Biden by 5 points.
49% of respondents to a Quinnipiac University poll say they would vote for former President Trump in a hypothetical head-to-head matchup, while 44% say they would vote for Biden. Independent voters are evenly split, 45% each for Biden and Trump. Trump gains an additional point over Biden in a hypothetical six-candidate race. Bob Agnew reporting.
Boeing's space capsule has sprung more helium leaks as it closes in on the International Space Station. Boeing and NASA continued to press ahead for a docking with the space station. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 26 points at 38,833. The NASDAQ, meanwhile, is off 21 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
There's been a train crash in the Czech Republic.
A passenger train has collided head-on with a freight train in the Czech Republic, killing at least 4 people and injuring over 20 others, according to officials. Emergency crews worked tirelessly overnight, trying to access the derailed carriages. The crash took place over 60 miles east of Prague, according to the country's interior minister. The country's transport minister said the main track between Prague and the eastern part of the country had to be closed while authorities investigate the collision. Rescuers said more than 300 passengers were on board the high-speed train heading for the city of Košice in eastern Slovakia. I'm Karen Chavas.
The season's first heat wave is already baking the southwestern U.S. with triple-digit temperatures as Phoenix firefighters employ new tactics in hopes of saving more lives. News and analysis at townhall.com. GOP Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas is threatening to issue a subpoena to force former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki to testify before Congress.
McCaul chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He sent a letter to Psaki's attorney dated Wednesday, noting she did not respond to earlier requests to testify before the committee, calling it, quote, an affront to this committee and the U.S. House of Representatives. In the letter, McCaul drew references to a recent book called Say More that Psaki published about her time working for President Biden. He says, quote, Ms. Psaki is a private citizen who has published her insight into the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan for public consumption and personal profit. Ms. Psaki's duty to appear before Congress is manifest, and her former employees' desire to avoid congressional oversight is not relevant. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The wife of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has been excused from appearing in court next week after her lawyer said she was experiencing intense and chronic pain after surgery to treat cancer. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, June 6th, D-Day. We'll talk a little bit about that here in this hour. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion in communities, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. Of course, national day-to-day is D-Day. And it's also national, what was the other one?
Higher Education Day.
Higher Education.
But also today is National Drive-In Movie Day. I feel like it's something super American.
Did you ever go to a drive-in movie?
No, but I really dream.
You dream about it?
Yes, I do.
Let me tell you, drive-in movies have to have been the greatest invention. And now they're so rare because the price of land is so high. But my gosh, growing up with drive-in movies was wonderful. I remember going with my parents. I remember going with kids in high school.
You were parked right next to Fred and Barney, weren't you? Good morning, Carl.
That was pretty good. Well, that was pretty good. Yeah, we had Dino.
Yeah,
Dino was in the back seat.
Yeah.
Nope, I think those have pretty much gone the way of conservatives.
Yeah, losing breed. We're out there.
Okay, the weather.
Hot. Really hot.
Yeah, there it is. And you're absolutely right. Today, 105. Tomorrow, 102. Lows go down into the 70s, mid-70s. Saturday, it's going to cool off to a balmy 96. Sunday, 97, but Monday and Tuesday, it's back up in the triple digits. So be careful out there. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Drink as much liquid as you can, because even if you don't think so, just walking down the street a short distance, or when you talk, you lose a lot of water.
Oh, yeah.
And so when you talk for 2 hours here, I mean, it's like two or three glasses of water I drink afterwards. But be careful out there. Don't leave your animals in the car, or your babies, or grandma. They will not be happy and may not even be alive if you've left them there too long. Asphalt's hot. Put your hand on it if you're going to walk your dogs out there. The asphalt gets up in the 140s. So think about that. Okay, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson. Been in the business 25 years. It's locally owned, locally operated. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. And it is a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And joining me on the first Thursday of the month is Doug Jenke. And I'm going to tell you that tomorrow, Congressman Moff is going to be on, and I've got a series of questions concerning things that are going on in our world right now. One of them is the Sykes Reservoir, which is good news.
Well, it's good news for the last, 15 years, but it'll be interesting to see if it's going to actually.
I think it's been longer than that,
yeah,
really.
I was going to say.
Here's my question to you, Doug.
Sure.
And Doug's a conservative. Why isn't Trump and the Republican Party seriously considering replacing him?
Replacing Trump?
Yeah. This man has been found guilty in three straight trials. Three straight trials. There hasn't been a hung jury. There hasn't been, lasting for a long time. Three straight trials. First one cost him $460 million, which is abhorrent. And I'm not saying anything about the fact that it's lawfare. I'm just saying he lost the sexual assault trial. He's lost this latest one about the hush money. And saying that it affected the election. And my own feeling on that is, how everybody knew about it. How could it affect the election if everybody knew about it and it happened after the election? So anyway, but again, but he's lost all three trials. He's facing one. Well, he was facing one down in Atlanta, and they've now postponed that trial because they found that the prosecutor is crooked.
Yes.
And then, but he's still got another one. Now, I understand why they did this to him. Any way you look at it, he wins. The country's divided. Any way Biden wins, the country's divided. If he threw his strength behind another candidate and said, for the good, you know, for the good of this country, I am supporting this man or woman, and they would just walk away with it. Just walk away with it. Because Biden can't, you get another candidate in there, they'll destroy Biden in a debate. Biden's got nothing to stand on for what he's accomplished. I mean, there have been maybe minor accomplishments, but all the detrimental things he's done. Is it time for Trump to say, for the good of the country, I'm going to drop out of this race?
Absolutely not. Not a chance in hell. Now, let me put a preface on this. Trump did a lot of things really bad. Let's not forget that he added $7 trillion to our debt. He started the whole COVID lockdowns. He started Operation Warp Speed. And he surrounded himself with pariahs. So I think he was overmatched for the job. So he did a lot of things that were missteps, maybe rookie mistakes. But every crime that you have, or every trial you have now stated is complete false accusations. I mean, the judge in the real estate saga valued Mar-a-Lago at $18 million, and the overwhelming perception in the real estate industry from people that I've actually watched value the thing at between $500 and $700 million. And the judge gave it a value of $18 million because that was the way they could find him guilty. The hush money happened when that whole thing happened before he was president. And, you know, back then, let's not forget, Trump was a movie star, I guess, or a TV star. And I can tell you, when I played baseball, I played with guys who were in the major leagues. And the stuff that they get to see, do, be part of is just crazy. And then being who he was, you know, if you're fired, I'm sure he had his share of women, not to mention the pageants and all that stuff. So I'm not dismissing that it did it, but you know, the amount of hush money gets paid by those kinds of people.
You're absolutely right. I mean, captains of industry, movie stars. No, that money is there for them to go away.
Yeah. And so, and then now you've got this one with Bragg, who actually got a 34-0 shutout on a non-crime that had already been signed off by the Federal Elections Commission as a non-crime. So no, I don't think so. I don't think there's a worthy person currently in today's split environment that would carry the ticket.
You don't think Ron DeSantis would have a chance?
Now, you know, the more I know about Ronnie, he's a lifelong kind of a politician. There's a reason he got hammered so bad in the election. I like Kristi Noem from North Dakota, to be honest with you. I think that lady is fighting the good fight, and she's in a very male-dominated state, and she's kicking butt. I think Kristi Noem is good, but she doesn't have great name recognition if you don't know
that. Well, she does now because she killed the dog.
Oh, yeah.
And even if
the Indians won't let her on the reservation.
The Indians won't let her on the reservation. On the res. But here's the thing is, when I read it, I went, oh, Kristi, because I've got her book, Ain't My First Rodeo.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful book. It talks about being what she is, a rancher, and coming up and how she fought her way up to become governor of that state. Yeah. The woman is really smart. She is.
She's quality.
She's strong.
She's quality.
But when she said she killed the dog, I just went, oh. Because if you live on a ranch and you got a dog that's killing chickens and attacking people, the dog is not going to be handed off to somebody else.
No.
That just happens.
Because the dog's not going to stop that behavior, I promise you.
And attacking people. So she took action that needed to be done. But as soon as she dropped the hammer on that dog and then put it in a book, you might as well have gone over and peed on the Statue of Liberty. I'm telling you what. No, I mean, because that's all people read. She kills puppies. It wasn't a puppy.
No, it was
like
a dog.
2 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
And it was killing other animals on her property, and it was aggressive. And the problem is you can't just give an aggressive dog to your friend because it's going to continue to be aggressive. And as the Secret Service knows, an aggressive dog at the White House has only bit like 15 Secret Service agents.
That's right.
So, you know, I don't begrudge her that. I mean, living on a ranch myself, you know, we have coyotes up there. We have foxes. We have mountain lions. We haven't shot any of them, but if they were posing a risk to the
predators,
but I mean, a dog that's attacking chickens or very aggressive to people is a predator. That's their nature if that's how they are. And
that's
so she was telling an honest story, and I don't think that she should be faulted for being honest about
she
life
was,
on the ranch.
I understand that, and I don't fault her for it. But when she wrote that, a certain naivety.
I think she was just being honest.
She was being honest, but I think that she was a little bit naive in the sense of, if she had said she had shot somebody coming into her house, she'd been applauded.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I shot this guy that was coming into my house. Oh, yeah, yeah. Shot a dog.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
But the same person that would – and here's the problem. The same person that is the same one that would file a lawsuit if they went to visit and the dog bit them. So, you know, you can't win that argument.
We got to take a break here.
All right.
This portion of the show brought to you by, speaking of lawsuits, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You know, Patrick Gorman is a workers' compensation attorney. He's built the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento. Why? Because he knows what he's doing. You've been injured on a job. It's life-changing. Changes your life. Changes your family's life. Your employer wants you back. You can't get back because of denials or excessive delays, something the insurance company does to you, whatever those things are. Then you need to give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Patrick is the one you're going to talk to. He's going to tell you where you are in that suit. He'll tell you the truth. Maybe it'll be you don't need a lawyer right now. It's just slow, but everything's going along the way. You don't need a lawyer. But if it's not, you need somebody with integrity and a pit bull type of attitude to protect you. That's Patrick Gorman. I trust Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. Veteran, law enforcement officer, and now an attorney fighting for you. Okay, we'll be right back.
Proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive.
Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North States. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Radio here in the studios of KCNR. I mean, you know, some songs I just want to listen to. You know, oh, but we can't just play music here. There's the FCC.
That's called radio.
It's called music radio. It's not called talk radio. And what I pay for all of these different groups of people is to of organizations is to play bump music, which means I can play. You know, I mean. Yeah, you can, you know, play some songs by accident. But if – and the FCC, though, says you are this type of station. And to change that, which you could do. I could change this into a music station. It would take me like 3 weeks to do that. But that's not the idea. But our guys, our producers, just come up with the best music. I love it. Roberta, good morning. Hello, Roberta, you're on.
Good morning. Who?
Good morning, Roberta.
Thank you for the conversations between two intelligent men.
Whoa. Somebody come in when Jinky wasn't looking?
Well, I just wanted to remind people that Congress has a fund to take care of any charges against them in their private lives. So don't forget, they even have years put up with this kind of behavior.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Congress, there's these statistics out there that show, you know, sexual assaults, all types of things, and you think, okay, who is this? And you think, oh, it's an NFL team.
Yeah,
no. It's not an NBA team. No. It's Congress.
Yeah.
It's Congress. Yeah. And they still get reelected unless they get caught like Menendez.
Bob Menendez. Yes.
Yeah. And now he's still running. This is where he's at. He's still running as an independent.
And he probably will get elected because of name recognition.
Who knows? Because other people just don't care.
Yeah.
Thanks, Roberta.
So, you know, call back to your original premise of do I think Trump should step out? I do not. You and I were during the break talking, and my personal opinion, and this is not some chicken sky is falling, but I don't think it matters who wins this election. If the Democrats steal it, because they will, I mean, Joe can't draw a crowd of 12 people, and Trump's filling 100,000-seat stadiums. There's going to be violence from Antifa, BLM, that sort, funded by George Soros, the same people we recently saw on college campuses. And if it's stolen this time, I think the bear will finally be awake and not sit around and take it for four more years, because we don't have four more years under this current administration. It's just we've gotten to a point where America is so divided. I mean –
And that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
There's a unifier out there someplace.
There's none that – we talked about that. I mean, it's funny. Is the two people that I think would do a great Trumpian job, I think Kristi Noem is a quality human. Forget the fact she shot a dog that was mean and killed chickens. But I really liked Vivek Ramaswamy because I think his policies were good. But – you know, and he's an Indian, he's an, you know, immigrant from mom and dad, blah, blah, blah. But I just thought he was a very well-spoken, articulate, and smart gentleman. I think those would be two great people, but neither one has the draw or the resilience. Because I think one thing that people are starting to really respect about Trump is it would be easier to fold tent and leave. It really would. I mean, the man has got so many slings and arrows, he's probably needing a blood transfusion every 6 seconds. But he stays there and he keeps taking the beating for the crowd. And you ask, do I think is Trump doing this because he wants to be president, or is it his ego? You don't get to that level.
Without ego.
Right. I mean,
no.
The person who was the most in it for themselves was Obama. That dude, he wanted to be the superstar president in the whole world. So if we're going to go on ego basis, let's call a spade
no,
a spade.
No, they all are.
They have
they
to
all
get to that
are.
Point.
I mean, you can't be running for president without having a really strong ego.
Yeah.
Probably maybe back in the 1800s.
Well, I mean,
like
you hear about stuff
Look
they
at
did
Teddy
back
Roosevelt.
Yes.
Look at Teddy Roosevelt, one of our best presidents.
Yeah.
He didn't. Oh, he had an ego.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not arguing that at all. But at what point, and people are going, oh, God. Yes.
November
Trust
5th.
Me, I will
November
never
5th
vote.
Is the
I
day that
never,
people
I
pull
can't
out.
Think of any, there's nothing that Biden could do at this point that would make me go, oh, yeah, I think I could vote for Papa Joe.
No.
And there are things that if you get past Trump to some of the things he did. Closed the border down.
Yep.
Brought back industry. Low inflation. Low gas prices. No wars in the world.
Yep.
That are going on. You can just go on and on and on. The big thing for me was putting constitutionalists into the federal judges and the Supreme Court. That was the one that said, okay. And he gave out the list of who he would put on the Supreme Court, and he stuck to it.
Yep.
Things he accomplished. And yep. there's you know, somebody sent me something. It was like a page of things closely spaced
yep.
that he did that was good for our country.
Yep.
It's all the other things.
Well, the thing is, it's not the other things. He is a person. What is it? There used to be a song called Cult of Personality. And he is a cult of personality in that he is Trump. He's always been that way. You and I were talking again during the break that mm-hmm. did I really believe he wanted to be president? And there's interviews that you can find. Go look them up. Oprah Winfrey, Donald Trump, 30-something years ago when it was the Oprah show. And he was on the Oprah show saying he wanted to be president of the United States. She asked him. He goes, well, I would consider doing that. And then she's like, well, what would you run on? His platforms 30 years ago are exactly what he's running on now. So he has
– And he was a Democrat.
He was a liberal Democrat, which is funny. As you listen to his policies back then, they were probably considered reasonably centrist. Now they're considered extreme right-wing conspiracy. But he's always had a penchant for – wanting to be president, and it's publicly been stated, it's on record. So I do think he sees the country because, you know, at the end of the day, he is a businessman. He is a capitalist, to the most part. I mean, you know, he's filed bankruptcy 7 million times to save companies and break them. But he has a young kid, and he wants his kid and maybe grandkids to have this country that and I grew up in. And I think that's what's driving him.
I'm so concerned about what's going to happen to my grandkids.
Yeah.
When I see that the average price in California for a house, median price, not average, but the median And you're a real estate guy.
Yep.
$904,000. Here in Reading, it's like $385,000.
It's about $380,000 now.
$380,000. And that's gone up 6% in 1 month. My granddaughter just graduated from college, getting her master's now, and she's already working in a job that she can't tell me about for the government. Okay, does that tell you something already?
I want her to tell you because then she can eliminate you. Wouldn't that be how it works?
That's true. Watch out, Jenky.
My intro at the end of your first hour was what a bad guy I was.
Watch out, Jenky.
So your daughter.
Your granddaughter. I still have friends out there that owe me deep favors. Deep favors. Do you remember June 13th, 2003? Oh, yeah, you're going to call that one in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, what? Doug Jenky.
He drives a Honda Type R.
Yeah.
Take him out. So your granddaughter.
Make it look like a horse ran over him.
On the highway.
But see, my granddaughter and my grandson, I am concerned about them. I am really concerned. What's it going to be like for them? And if you look at over the last 20 years, our country is coming apart at the seams. And in the sense of...
And none of it's by accident, for the record.
Well, you know what? You can say, you know, I think it's because we have bumbling fools in places of power that you put them into this and you say, you have nameless, faceless bureaucrats that destroy ranches and farms and let the fires rage throughout the western United States and the mountain states. It's just bumbling incompetence that are running these things, who have been in that system for 20 years and will be there after, no matter who the president is.
Correct.
We got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, is my barbershop of choice. It's not a hair salon. No, it's a barbershop. You get your hair cut great. Never had a bad haircut there. It's locally owned, locally operated, founded in 1960. So it's been around, so they've been doing a good job since the day they opened, obviously. And it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. If you want to, you can make an appointment for a specific time, like I did today, at 530-244-9478. Or you can just drop by. And if they have an opening, they're more than happy to give you a great haircut. That Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. The Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
My ears are bleeding, Carl. Thank you for that.
You know, this is the best part about having your own show.
Is it?
Well, look at what you two do on your show. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You run amok.
We do.
And, I mean, I sit there,
the
I sit there
nice.
And I put my face, I put my forehead on the desk when I listen. I've got you. I've got Shasta Unmasked. I got Reading State of Mind. I have Sovereign Minds. I never know what's going on in there.
Yeah.
And then my island of sanity on Sundays is We the People. But they bring in guests from, you know, all over the world. And then Tokens Radio. Come on. We're talking Bitcoin here.
Yep.
But there are times that I just sit there and I go, I love the Constitution. I love the Constitution. I believe in the First Amendment. I believe in the First Amendment.
Well, we do notice that we look out the window and there's people like ninjas and there's red dots on us on those Sundays. So I'm guessing that's those secret people you called in.
Yeah. You would never see them.
Well, that's true, but I mean, we see something over there, a little shadow. I mean, that may be homeless people. I don't know.
Maybe homeless. Hey, look, there's going to be a fundraiser for a young lady named Casey Moore. She's 25 years old, and she's fighting breast cancer. So they're going to have out the Reading Gun Club a trap shooting fundraiser for her. 100% of the proceeds will go to Casey to help pay medical expenses. They have trap shooting games, barbecue lunch. Prizes include 300 Winchester Magnum, Remington 870 12-gauge shotgun, and money. You can win money back, you know, like 50-50s in this thing. Anybody who buys a ticket pack of $100 will be entered into a drawing to win a Northern Firearms Instruction gift basket, including a CCW gift certificate for $425.
Wow.
Okay, questions? Give Ted Leidy a call at 530-776-4855, or Roy Weicher's is at 530-360-6566, or write to Ted Leidy at Ted Leidy, T-E-D-L-I-D-I-E, at yahoo.com. If you can't make it there, and we can't, so we're going to donate. So you can buy a ticket pack and donate it to a friend.
And
you can register at classes.countyccw.com and just look for the events in Casey Moore. It's a really good fundraiser for a local lady that's going through some hell.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, and then I want to turn this over to you.
Yes.
The Chicks and Chaps this year at the Reading Rodeo.
Okay. Are you identifying as a woman now?
I can.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure we had it clear for the listeners.
Are you saying I can't? Are you saying I can't do it?
You try to identify as
I'm identifying is as a 25-year-old weightlifter, okay? That's not working either.
No, but Chicks and Chaps. What's up?
Chicks and Chaps. Made more money this year. Over $30,000 for this afternoon event.
Wow.
All of that that stays local to help women with fight breast cancer. They, you know, if you can't afford to get a mammogram, they take care of that. They help with cost. But it was so well done and so much money was raised that the head of the Chicks and Chaps organization out of Montana, who was here for our event, said it was one of the best ones, and they've already had phone calls from other organizations asking them how they put this on, and they'd heard so much about it. So,
well, you know, I will tie in before we go on to the next subject is that ties in with the fact that starting in September, we're getting that local cancer treatment center that started, and they're still raising money. SupportMercyNorth.org, and it's going to be a one-stop all for folks who are battling cancer. So it kind of ties into the story.
Brand new
facility.
By the way, Reading Rodeo Association donated $50,000. $10,000 a year for 5 years to support that.
That's awesome. So there you go. Two things at one time.
It is. And by the way, the Reading Rodeo Association, if you remember what happened, we had that stagecoach extravaganza, had over 1 million hits on the
web page or whatever?
Yeah, Facebook page
that
we put out there. Over 1 million hits. And Jack Potter, chairman of the Reading Rancheria, who was riding it that night, is still pumped up.
Oh, wow.
About what a great time he had.
That's awesome.
Okay, let's go.
So during the break, you and I were talking briefly, and since our last show a month ago, we had a seminar over at the Board of Realtors. And so first off, I know that House of Realty, Joyce, Bruce, and the gang are your people, and I understand that. So this is more of a generic benefit PSA. It was all about insurance, homeowners insurance. And folks, it's not going to get better anytime soon. And if there's any peace of mind I can give to you guys, Florida and the Midwest are having the same problem, and even some cases worse. I mean, in Florida, they're seeing insurance go from $1,200 a year to $12,000 a year. And the entire insurance industry is losing so much money because of these disasters happening back to back, and a lot of fraud. I mean, when they talk about it, there's massive amounts of fraud. So, you know, at the end of the day, we're part of the problem because we get a new roof when we maybe didn't need a new roof. But
it's Florida, but North Carolina because of hurricanes coming along the coast of North Carolina, Oregon, Washington because of fires, the Dakotas, I mean, everywhere.
The Midwest from tornadoes and flooding.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
Insurance companies are taking it in the butt.
They're getting hammered. Yeah. But for California, if you guys are getting your premiums set way up, there's a couple things you can do. There is an insurance inspection you can do. I think it's $150, and I think it's IHSB. I can check for sure if somebody wants more information. But basically, a professional inspector that's basically certified through the insurance industry comes to your house and will give you a list of things you can do to get your house, quote-unquote, fire safe. Now, a lot of it's stupid. You can't have your barbecue next to your house. You can't have stacked wood against your house. You're not supposed to have a wood deck next to your house. You have wood fencing next. So I'm not going to say that it's all real smart stuff, but you can do it. And if you get this report and do what's on it, you might be able to get a reduction as well. But what I'm advising my folks with my newsletter this month is consider raising your deductible to $20,000. Now, before people think I'm crazy, here's a hard truth. If you have an insurable claim, a water leak, whatever it is, and it doesn't at least equal $20,000, don't file an insurance claim. Period. End of story. Drop the mic. And the reason being is you will file. They will pay you. Then they will actually drop you. You now have a claim on your property, but this is what we learned at this seminar, is you now have a claim on you. So when you go to apply for another insurance thing, they look at your – so let's say, you know, your house or you and Linda are in, you've had a leak, and it cost $7,000. You file the claim because you have insurance, and that's what it's for. They fixed it. They cancel you. Well, now it goes into the database. And so when the next insurer pulls you up, not only is your house red tagged, basically, you as a person are red tagged as if you are a bad person for filing a claim in the first place. So you now have two negative marks against you. And if you can find insurance, and it is an if, it's going to be extremely expensive, more than what the policy was. So I'm just telling my people, if the premium is getting so high, just the deductible, hope for the best, because I hate to tell you, if you file a claim and it's less than 20 grand, they're going to cancel you, and you'll find a really hard time getting a new insurance policy.
Okay, you said insurance foreclosures.
Yes.
Talk about that real quick. And Stone, we'll catch you on the other side of the break. After you talk.
So there's a thing going around now that's called insurance foreclosure. And if they cannot foreclose, let's be clear, they cannot. But if you have a monthly payment, and let's say it's $1,500 a month, because your homeowner insurance is $100 a month. Okay, so it's $1,500. And you get your renewal, and it goes up to $5,000. You're up in Shingletucky. And all of a sudden, you're going from a $1,200 premium to a $5,000 or $6,000 premium. Well, that goes on your monthly payment.
Right.
Now, you can't make your house payment because you can't make the insurance payment.
Yeah.
So now
but that's another $400 a month.
That's another $400. Yeah. And right now, 72% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. So you get that bump on your premium. All of a sudden, you can't make your house payment. And they call it insurance foreclosure because the insurance is triggering a financial event.
Because you have to have insurance
if you have a loan.
Mortgage.
And for old people, and I mean old people, people like you, and I'll soon be there, if you have a reverse mortgage, you have two things you have to pay.
Want to go for a run?
Yeah.
How about a pull-up contest?
But no, if you have a reverse mortgage, you have two things you pay. You pay your taxes and your homeowner's insurance. And if you're on a fixed payment and your homeowner's insurance goes from, again, $100 a month to $500 or $600 a month, and you're on a fixed payment, all of a sudden you can't provide insurance to cover your reverse mortgage.
Wow.
So, folks, it's not going to change anytime soon. With Newsom and Lara, the insurance commissioner, they're both incompetent boobs on an extreme level. There is no foreseeable benefit in the future for us. So if you're having insurance issues, call your insurance agent and your real estate agent and get some information, because we had a seminar. It was well attended by about 75, 80 people. There's things you can do to minimize your payment or your premium, but it's going to be painful, and it's not getting better anytime soon, Carl.
Okay. It's scary.
Yes.
Scary stuff. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Stone, we'll get to you right if we come back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, Christina, get ready. I've got two tickets to Taste of Reading for the first person that calls and that can tell me how to spell Jenke's last name.
Oh.
Okay.
Good one.
And he's going to run in there right now. And oh, here it comes. You've got to be able to spell Doug Jenke's last name, and you got to do it on the air. Okay? It's Jenke. Okay? So you should know this.
I don't even know if I know how to spell it.
I spell it different every time. So, and that's, by the way, Taste of Reading is
Sunday.
And I'm giving away more tickets tomorrow. I think I've got just maybe four left.
Oh, there you go.
So I'm going to give away two.
Looks like this question is super difficult.
Okay. How do you spell it? Okay.
Don't know. That's a tough question.
You should go in and tell her how you spell it.
Oh, I can tell her that.
It starts with a J.
It ends with an E.
There you go. All right. Rich, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'll pass on the contest. I have his email address, so I would be cheating. So I want to talk about the grand jury report recently released on the elections allegations of impropriety. Very disappointed in that report. It's 3 pages long. You can tell by the verbiage in that report, those people are not trained investigators. They're not even former law enforcement, because there would have been certain verbiage and answers and questions that would have been elicited. And specifically, the one major allegation of the elections office for several elections refusing observers to observe the envelopes and the signatures thereon. The law is extremely clear. It is not vague. And the answer in that report to that violation is, oh, well, there was disruptive observers, so we just did it. So they didn't even address the legal violation. They just gave it an excuse. So highly disappointed, as usual. Unfortunately, most of the tasks that the grand jury gets by law are mandated. They have to do certain things every cycle. Inspect jails and prison camps and stuff like that. And I don't think it leaves them really a whole lot of time to do any real good investigation, especially when it comes to government corruption. And one more thing before I go. I've told the Board of Supervisors this many times. The state constitution allows for additional grand juries to be impaneled in a county. And to this day, I've been mentioning that for about 2 years now. And to this date, still has not happened. So I'm not very happy about that.
Well, it could be because they have problems impaneling one grand jury. That could be one of the problems.
Yeah.
Well, yes, you're correct. However, my suggestion was the second grand jury with the specific mission statement of investigating government corruption and recommending criminal indictments. If that was in the mission statement, Katie, bar the door. Pretty sure you're going to get some more volunteers.
I'm not sure the grand jury can do criminal stuff. You could go into government corruption, but I don't think that they can. Their results are not something that says, you know, they can say this was wrong, this is wrong, this is corrupt, and this and this. But I don't think they can do criminal indictments by the charter they're under. But if they listed out five things that they had found, somebody you would think would do it.
Well, two different. There's a verbiage difference here, Carl.
Okay.
Recommending criminal indictments as opposed to handing out criminal indictments.
Okay. Got it.
What I said was recommending criminal indictments.
Yeah, you can do that. We agree on that.
Thanks, Stone.
Take care. Okay. Okay. Yes, I'm giving away Colt 45 tickets. I'm giving away a 4-pack of Colt 45 tickets too, to the first person who calls in and tells me how to spell Colt. No, I'm just kidding. I got a family pack for Colt 45 tickets. Give us a call, 530-605-4567. Okay, let's. Big news is that Patrick Jones got that letter.
Letter,
and then nothing happened on it.
Yeah,
and now the county's going to spend $30,000.
Mm-hmm. I think in my opinion, it's my opinion that there's a big nothing biscuit here. I mean, we were told that when the Hunter Biden laptop came out, it didn't exist as Russian disinformation. They had 53 high-ranking military officials,
right.
And now we've turned out that it has treasonous activities of the president on it. It is legit, and all those people lied, and that was nothing to see. Let's move on. That was conspiracy theory. Here's a letter that, in my opinion, I think Jonesy is right in that the AG is pretty much an incompetent boob. I differ with the AG's findings on the settlement and on the prosecution of PG&E myself. I mean, I think it's really weird that when Judge Flint handed it down, he said he didn't have the evidence to show that PG&E knew about this tree, when in fact, going back to 2018, there was overwhelming amounts of evidence that were not presented to Judge Flynn, and as soon as the judge handed down his finding, this prosecutor retired and was awarded the judgeship. So I think there's a little bit of quid pro quo that's there, and so Jones might have handled it wrong, but I mean, I think it's funny, is that a big issue to liberals and the computer is not, I mean.
Well, that's two separate.
Well, it's two separate, but it's the same concept. You know, what was known and what wasn't.
But now we're spending $30,000 mm-hmm. to check this out, and it was a 4-1 vote. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
How big a thing is it? How big, you know, I mean, really? Okay. I had it. Should have been released. Didn't think it was that big a thing.
Well, and maybe Jones was right when he thought that when it came in, it would have been sent to the DA directly as well and to the chairs. And at the time, Cry was the chair.
You would think so.
You would think so. So I don't know. Okay. I wasn't there. I'll just say
it was interesting how that came out.
It's interesting. Yeah.
Okay, we got 2 minutes. Final thoughts here.
Well,
if there's one in your head.
Well, I'm sure this week's going to be more. More stuff that you just shake your head at. I mean, NATO is trying, France and NATO are trying like hell to get us into war with Russia. You know, I gotta say, you're a military man, and I must admit, I'm speaking on your behalf, you must shake your head at when Obama was president, and now with Joe, they telegraph what they're going to do to the enemy. They say, oh, we are going to, and so now America has told Zelensky they can bomb inside of Russia with American-made munitions. Why in the world? It's probably already been happening, so why did we have to admit it? Because Zelensky has made it clear he's going to start throwing stuff into Russia. And so between now and next week or our next show, who knows? We might be in the middle of a NATO-led invasion into Ukraine, and there's no reason for it. I mean, for all of his faults, and there are a billion of them, Vladimir Putin has no intention of going any further than the Donbass region. He wants to get the Russian-speaking peoples free, quote-unquote. But we are turning it into this Russia.
We
got this Russian against NATO, and
Putin's
not that stupid.
Sweden join NATO? Why did Finland join NATO? It's because they really fear that Russia's going to come at them.
I the charter of NATO is attack on one is attack on all, and I just don't think Vladimir is that fatalistic to do it. You know, he's got overwhelming numbers, and he hasn't pushed forward and in more than he can. And, you know, NATO is now with France really pushing to put troops on the ground, and it's just crazy. So that's,
I hope
that's
that
the next month.
I hope that doesn't happen.
I hope we'll it as well. I hope
I
it doesn't.
I can't wait to see what happens for me in the Hunter Biden trial.
Oh, boy.
What's going to happen here? I mean,
yeah.
You know, maybe that they're going to have to sacrifice Hunter after what they've been doing to Trump.
And then he'll get a pardon from Dad.
Whoa. When he walks out.
Yeah.
If he doesn't win.
Oh, he won't.
Yeah. Well, that would be one of those things that in the debate, are you going to pardon Hunter Biden? Are you going to pardon me?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Carl.
If you pardon Hunter, don't you have to pardon me? You know, Trump says.
Yeah.
Everybody have a great day. Tomorrow, Congressman Lamoff is going to be on, and I can't wait to have him on when we talk about the Trump trial, Sykes Reservoir, and many other things. Have a great day. It's hot. God bless America.